I just hear the Lord saying that because you've pressed in, and because you wouldn't be satisfied with lukewarm or missing out or feeling like you didn't have everything that was promised, because you've pressed in, the Lord says, I love that when someone like the importunate woman will just say, I want it all. And because you have, the Lord says, everything I have is yours. Every promise that I've given that was for anybody, it's yours. And I just want you to grab hold of more and more. And just like the importunate woman or the Syrophoenician woman or the woman with a lost coin, just keep on saying, I want the last one, you know, all the way down to the last sheep in the fold or all the way to the last coin or whatever. And just keep on, the Lord says, because you will not exhaust me. I have far more ways to bless you than you can imagine. It's far more abundant than you've asked. And the Lord says, I've called you for a high calling, and I've allowed you to see these weaknesses, not to discourage you or anything, but I've allowed you to see them so you could see and witness firsthand my transforming power. The Lord says, not only am I redeeming every experience you've had, taking the pain out of it, but you're going to be able to impart to many. I mean, I'm just seeing thousands of people all told. You're going to be able to impart to many hope and a new level of faith, to believe that the Christian life works, to believe that the things that keep running around in my mind that are not in agreement with God can be taken to the cross and crucified or renounced and replaced or whatever. You're going to be able to impart to people the hope that Jesus really did come to heal the brokenhearted, and it really does work. And you're going to have not only healing in your hands, but like a deliverer's hands, you're going to be able to lay hands on people and ask them if they would like to be free, set the captives free.
Praise God.
Lord, we just thank you that you haven't changed. You always did do healing and deliverance, and you always will. Until we're all perfect in heaven, we don't need it anymore. But we just thank you, and the Lord says that you're just a darling of mine, and I love to look in your eyes, and I love to see the resemblance in your eyes, that you're beginning to have your Father's eyes more and more. And the Lord says, I'm giving you a whole new family. You have been a part of my family, but you're going to be able to enjoy it now.
Praise God.
There are going to be people that I'll be bringing your way and connecting you with that you might have thought that you could never be their peer, but you will be. They're going to believe in you and invest in you. And the Lord says, I'm bringing you alongside of people that will mentor you. And of course, we're available for that too. Lord says, I have a lot of training that I want to take you through. And if you will press into that training, not only through our ministry training school, but the Lord's saying there's other connections too, that I will train you as quickly as you're able to handle it. And I freed you up in some ways so that you have more free time now. And I'm going to be managing your time and energy for you, if you'll allow me, setting your priorities so that you have time to be equipped, because you're a key player in these last days. And while you may have thought that you are more of a part of the problem than the solution, all that is turning around. And in the very areas where the enemy has attacked you the most, I'm going to be building strengths. And as you learn to rely on me rather than your own ability to deal with things, and as you continue to let this multiply that you can already see growing in you, you're just going to be a real example, just a real demonstration of, it's not by might or by your power, but by my power, says the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what I need. There's plenty of people saying the words, but I just need someone that people can see the change in. And they might be saying, well, who are you and what have you done with my friend? But they're going to be able to see the real difference, and you're going to have the most natural, easy opportunities to be a witness and to give your testimony, because they're going to say, okay, I've been watching you. What's up? You've been different for a month now. And just take advantage of those testimonies. And as you step out in faith in those little things, I'm going to give you bigger and bigger and bigger opportunities. And I'm going to stretch you if you'll let me. I'll just really stretch you, and if you'll be faithful in the town where I've planted you, then I'm going to give you opportunities in other cities too. And the Lord says, just keep pressing in though. Take it seriously like you've done. Don't slack off, because there are more mindsets that I want to change where you've held yourself back or put a cap on it or limited yourself. And there's more hurts to be healed. But the Lord says, you will be a safe person that can minister to others, because I know you won't be satisfied with just going around wounded and being a victim forever. And because I'm giving you words of knowledge and words of wisdom even now, if you'll press in with the journaling and hearing my voice, you're going to have a real prophetic flow about you. You're going to be able to not only pray for people, but pray things that you have no natural knowledge of, and they're going to know it's me. You're going to be able to encourage them with prophetic insight about their futures. You're going to be able to do prophetic evangelism where you have words of knowledge about their past so that they'll know, well, your God does know me. What's he say about my future? And so the Lord says, I've freed you up, and don't see yourself as alone or just unmarried or something like that. See yourself as free to minister, free to adventure, free to be that trailblazer that I'm calling you to be. And I'm going to be using the skills and talents that you've begun. I'm going to expand them if you'll let me. And, you know, you're going to be a part of a lot of different kinds of ministries, a real multifaceted warrior. And even in the areas where you've had the biggest phobias before, that's going to begin to melt away.
Hallelujah.
And people are going to say, I can't believe this is the person that didn't even want to go out to dinner with me, you know. This is the person that now is feeding the nations. And so we just thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We know you've done it all. And as she continues to lay things down on the altar, that you will transform her and renew her mind just as you promised. And we just can't give you enough glory and thanks that she can not only enjoy the kingdom of God in heaven, but every day here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just seal this.
Thank you, Lord.
I just seal it, that it won't be lost, and that your word will grow and manifest in her and overflow with impartation to others, and people will be healed just in the presence of your spirit in her. I just thank you, Jesus. We praise your name.
Amen.